Ola Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Zayin, and the last Mishnah of this long Perik. We're now going to have a discussion here about sacrificial meat called Kadshim. And Kadshim is forbidden to a Tamei person. The Chiddush this Mishnah, which really builds on the previous Mishnayos, is that although Rabbi Shimon in each of the case of so many previous Mishnayos had said if they're different categories of Isra, they don't combine, here Kadshim can come in two varieties, Kadshe Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim. Kadshe Kadshim, the more restricted, sanctified korbanos, which include the Ola, the Chatas, the Asham, Menachos, Shalmei Tzibur, and Kadshim Kalim, the less restricted, lower sanctification level sacrificial offerings, which include general Shlamim, as well as the Todah, the Bechor, the Meiser, and the Korban Pesach. So the Kadshei Kadshim can be eaten by anybody, as long as they're Tahor and inside Yerushalayim. But a Tamei person can't eat Kadshim. Equally, may not eat Kadshim Kalim, nor may eat Kadshim Kalim. So the main Chiddush of our Mishnah here is that even Rabbi Shimon would agree that Kadshei Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim do combine to make a mixture that would be forbidden to Tamei person's consumption, because Kadshim Kalim and Kadshei Kadshim both are the same shame. The Isser of to a Tamei person is that they're Kadshim, that's considered to be the same name, same category, and therefore even though they're called Kadshim Kadshim and Kadshim Kadshei Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim, they are not really considered two different names, and if they do combine, and Rabbi Shimon would even agree. And that's what the Mishnah says inside. It says, Basar Kadshei Kadshim, you have meat from Kadshei Kadshim, Ubasar Kadshim Kalim, and other meat from Kadshim Kalim, Shnizbashlu, and those two pieces of meat cook together, Imbasar Ataiva, with other generic non-sacrificial, non-restricted meat. The Chazal refer to generic meat for human consumption as basar taiva, meat of desire, if you will, referring to the fact that it was given after the time of Noah for human consumption as a response to humans' desire for flesh. So, that being the case, they do combine, and therefore asla tameim umut l'taharim, they'll be forbidden to the mixture will be forbidden to tamei people. Because Tamei people can't eat Kadshei Kadshim nor Kadshim Kalim, and it'll be mutter to tahorim. If someone is tahor, he could eat the mixture, again, under proper circumstances, being in Yerushalayim, being tahor, etc. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, as I said before, here Rabbi Shimon does not disagree. He agrees they do combine because Kadshei Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim, the Isser for a Tamei person, is considered to be a single restriction with a single name, and therefore the two categories do combine. And therefore, everyone agrees, including Rabbi Shimon, that if you have a mixture where part of the Isser is Kadshim Kalim and part of the Isser is Kadshei Kadshim, and each by themselves will be batal, they do combine to make the mixture forbidden for a Tamei person.